the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi wa Mawlaya ajrayta alayya hukman ittaba'tu fihi hawa nafsi. ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك فلك الحجة علي في جميع ذلك ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك.
Brothers and sisters, we discussed the part where Imam Ali عليه السلام says, إلهي ومولاي أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي. My Allah, my protector, I have myself given a decree against me. I followed the caprice of my own soul. ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي. I did not defend myself from my enemy. فغرني بما أهوى. It deluded me through my soul's caprice. وأسعده على ذلك القضاء. And therein, destiny favored it. فَتَجَاوَزْتُ بِمَا جَرَى عَلَيَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بَعْضَ حُدُودِكَ. That is why I crossed some of the barriers. I transgressed some of your limits. وَخَالَفْتُ بَعْضَ أَوَامِرِكَ. And disobeyed some of your commands. This part was completely talking about jihad akbar, or the greater jihad, the greater war. That is why the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, أفضل الجهاد من جاهد نفسه التي بين جنبيه. The highest holy war is the war against one's own soul. Or he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also says to Imam Ali alayhi salam, يا علي أفضل الجهاد من أصبح لا يهم بظلم أحد. Oh Ali, the best holy war is that of someone who never has the intention to oppress anyone else. So in this part, in conclusion, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the definitive result of following the caprice of the soul, and that is being prevented from the remembrance of Allah, being prevented from one's own duties, and being away from the Almighty Allah. That is why Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the next part of this divine Kumail supplication, says, فَلَكَ الْحُجَّةُ عَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ ذَلِكَ. So yours is the argument against me in all that. وَلَا حُجَّةَ لِي فِيمَا جَرَى عَلَيَّ فِيهِ قَضَاءُكَ. And I have no argument. I have no argument in what your destiny put into effect through me therein. وَأَلْزَمَنِي حُكْمُكَ وَبَلَاءُكَ. Nor in what your decree and your tribulation imposed upon me. Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that a human has no argument for getting misled. He has got no excuse for committing sins in this world and the hereafter to claim innocence before Allah. If he claims and says, I did not have the ability to choose right from wrong, he has certainly uttered a lie, because he has had the great blessing of a healthy body, which enabled him to choose right. If he says, I was unaware of Allah's orders, so I could not fulfill my duties, the arguments of free time for studying Quran, religious books, the opportunity to refer to scholars, to well-known people, and the chance to gain knowledge, they all could be raised against him. If he claims and says, I was void of intelligence, he has certainly lied, because if he did not have intelligence, how could he realize, how could he organize his monetary and economic affairs? How could he realize that this is for his own material world? And how he, did he choose material wealth over hereafter? So he certainly could have thought. The problem is that he prioritized his own benefits over hereafter. If he says, if a prophet was sent from Allah along with the imams of guidance, I would have certainly followed the signs of truth and guidance, he certainly would be told that 124,000 prophets were sent. Also, 12 imams were sent to guide the misled. And how did you go to the extreme for your economic issues, but not for your spiritual issues? That's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَلَكَ الْحُجَّةُ عَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ ذَلِكَ. Yours is the argument against me in all that.
My God, my Master, you decreed a law for me, but instead I obeyed my own low desires, and I did not guard myself against the allurements of my enemy. He deceived me with vain hopes, whereby I was led astray, and fate helped him in that respect. So I transgressed some of the limits set for me by you, and I disobeyed some of your commandments. You therefore have a just case against me in all those matters, and I have no plea against your judgment which you passed against me. I have therefore become liable to your judgment and afflictions.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Allah has many arguments against humans to condemn them, but a man has no argument against Allah to acquit himself, to escape the chastisement of hereafter. Whatever he claims, it will be answered to him. If he says, there was no guiding scholar, book, or mosque, he would be told, you're not telling the truth, because the voice of the guidance of Allah was heard from everywhere. But your pride and ignorance, your desirousness prevented you from following the guided route in Allah's religion. And this is the importance of prioritizing the duties of human beings, specifically the ones pretty well described by the religion over the material issues. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, لا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك. I have no argument in what your destiny put into effect through me therein, nor in what your decree and your tribulation imposed upon me. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through